after they cut the grass, I mean, the hay or clover, have you ever heard them talking about stuff that's left over called aftermath or anything?
No.
People have wheat, they tie it up into a...
Bones.
Yeah, that's deep, you know that. And then they pile those bundles up into, if you know this word, you know, shock or...
No.
But you knew bundle, I'm surprised. If you were talking about how you would measure, like, wheat, the amount that you raised per acre, you'd say we raised about 40...
Barrels.
Okay. Do you know what you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash it.
Yeah. That's really good. I'm surprised at that. If you and somebody else have got to do a particular job and you told her about it, she'd say, well, now, who's got to do it? You'd say, well, you and
me.
And now, if somebody came to the door and knocked and you'd say, is that John at the door? And they'd say, yeah, that's
John.
And if you were using, well, if you weren't using his name, you'd say, yeah, that's
him.
Right, yeah. And now, if you were knocking at the door and it was your own door and they know your voice and you'd say, oh, it's
me.
Mm-hmm. And they'd say, oh, yeah, it's just
you.
Yeah. Comparing how tall you are to somebody else, you'd say, well, she's not as tall as
me.
Mm-hmm. And then comparing how tall you are again, you'd say, but now I'm not as tall as
she.
Mm-hmm. Comparing how well you can do something, you'd say, well, she can do it a lot better
than I.
Mm-hmm. And if a person had not gone any more west than Texas, you'd say, Texas would you say the farthest or as far west as he had gone? Which would you probably say that?
The farthest.
That he had gone, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, if something belonged to me, you'd say you'd tell me it's
yours.
Mm-hmm. And if it belonged to you, you'd say
it's mine.
And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's
ours.
And if it belongs to them, you'd say it's
is theirs.
Right. And to him, you'd say
it's his.
And to her, you'd say
it's hers.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted, like, several people to come along and go with you someplace, you'd say, well, would you say y'all to mean a group of people?
No.
You don't use y'all?
I'd say we.
Okay. If you were addressing, like, a group of people, would you ever say, y'all come in? Would
no.
you use y'all?
No.
You don't use y'all?
I don't use y'all, period.
Okay.
Is it?
I do.
Can you use y'all?
Yeah, I do. Really? I mean, I say that. When I mean more than one, I always say y'all because of...
Well, you could say you all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you mean more than
more
one.
More than one, yeah.
You all can come with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay. You might use it that way. If you were talking about, like, would you ever use... Like, would you ever ask somebody something like, are these you all, y'all's coats or you all's coats?
No.
Okay, how about would you ever ask somebody, if you wanted to know everybody that was at a party, would you ever say, who all was there? Did that sound?
Well, yes, you could say who all was there.
Yeah, okay, you might use that. What about talking about what somebody said you wanted to know everything, would you ever say, what all did he say? Or does that sound right? I mean, does that sound natural?
Yes, you could say, what all did he say?
What all did he say? That sounds natural. If nobody else will look out for them, you'd say they're going to have to look out for
themselves.
And if nobody else will do it for him, you'd say he better do it
himself.
Right. So easy to do this with you. If you were talking about somebody and you said, now he doesn't want just you or just me, he wants
us.
Mm-hmm. And if you're using both with it, you'd say he wants the word both, you'd say he wants
both.
Right. Both of
us.
Okay. I interrupted you with that. You'd say he wants
both of us.
Right. I'm sorry. I just realized that I said that right in the middle of you. And I should have done that. Oh.